KSL News Time 620. Time for Triple Team Traffic. The flamingo lover, Ricky Meese, with your traffic.
Well, Jeff and Jefferson, I hate to do it this late in the commute, but we have our first emergency traffic situation. It is northbound I-15 in Sandy, right about 90 is south, just before it. KSL traffic trooper Josh first tipped us off to this. It's a stalled semi blocking a center lane of traffic, and now we have UDOT's incident management team there, and I think UHP has also arrived on the scene. That lane is blocked. It's causing stop-and-go delays almost back to Bangor Highway. Now, southbound I-15, speeds are improving. Delays are starting to ease. We're still seeing some heavy and a little bit of slow traffic as you're going from Murray down to 90th South. Joe Davis?
Well, we are definitely seeing some significant traffic now as you get down to Linden. And as a matter of fact, you'll see it basically from Pleasant Grove Boulevard for about a good mile and a half stretch there going southbound. Also coming south as you come around the point of the mountain down into Thanksgiving Point. That's a little bit better now, but you'll encounter some traffic once you hit 2100 north for about a mile, then to 1500 north. Mark?
We got northbound I-15 delays coming up through South Salt Lake, but then, wow, what an improvement after that. Headed to the North Interchange into Davis County until you get to just prior to Burton Lane, and that's where you're still going to be very heavy in most spots, all the way up this time north of SR-193 towards the Sunset Clinton area. Now at Siegel Book, the brand new DVD Christmas Dress based on a true story of hope and charity. It's $5.99. Get in the Christmas spirit with a movie night from Siegel Book. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Mark.